From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas senior U.S. Senator John Bozeman appears to be well entrenched heading into the March 1st primary, but challenger Curtis Coleman says the sitting senator is not the conservative voice Arkansas needs in Washington. Curtis Coleman is not someone inclined to let heavy favorites coast to victory. He's launched several unsuccessful campaigns in the past, most recently losing the GOP nomination for governor to Asa Hutchinson. The stakes are just too high, though, not to run, says the North Little Rock businessman.
The fact is that if we don't turn this national debt around, frankly, we're looking at a financial Armageddon. We've got to attack the national debt as if it were our most feared enemy.
That kind of cataclysmic rhetoric isn't something you tend to hear from John Bozeman. The Republican from Rogers has served in the Senate since 2011. Before that, he spent a decade in the U.S. House of Representatives. He says progress is being made.
I voted for a debt ceiling increase, but in return for that, we got one of the biggest decreases in spending in decades. And that's really what it's all about. For the first time, we got for every dollar increase, we got a dollar decrease.
These so-called shutdown votes on the federal budget, referred to as an omnibus, cromnibus, and other arcane bill terms, also often flare over issues such as Planned Parenthood funding being included.
The reality is that the debt ceiling has to be increased, or you'd be in a situation where the stock market would tank and all of those kind of things, the government shut down, and really nobody wants that.
This idea that a Republican is responsible for shutting down the government and not a Democrat is ludicrous. And I think Republicans too often begin from a position, it looks like, of surrender and capitulation.
Jeanine Perry is a political scientist at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. She says it's expected that a Bozeman primary opponent would try to argue that he's not conservative enough.
Bozeman always comes out well as a rank and file type Republican, but his rhetoric isn't fiery enough for some in the Republican primary electorate, and that's what Coleman is trying to maximize.
She says when Bozeman had to prove himself in the past for the same Senate seat in an eight-person primary field that included Curtis Coleman, he did.
He came out of that race with a seemingly almost statistically impossible feat of getting enough of the vote that there wasn't a runoff. These are attacks that just don't seem to stick. They didn't in 2010, and it doesn't look like they will in 2016.
Coleman aims to do better this time with a list of endorsements that he's proud of.
The American Family Association Heritage Alliance, which is a sister organization of the Heritage Foundation, have both released ratings of the senator. They describe him as somewhat conservative. They describe me as very conservative.
Bozeman has his list, too.
People like Right to Life, the National Rifle Association, both of those I've received their endorsement. Americans for Prosperity, Numbers USA, and the list goes on and on.
State's congressional delegation and the governor back Bozeman, but Coleman says his path to victory isn't necessarily with that vote in the establishment.
The presidential campaign is going to do well for me. Most Ted Cruz voters are going to support Coleman. Most Donald Trump voters are going to support Coleman for U.S. Senate.
He'll have to overcome some pretty long odds. Bozeman had a 45-point lead in a Talk Business and Politics Hendricks College poll released in early February. The Republican nominee will face Libertarian Frank Gilbert and Democrat Connor Eldridge in the November general election. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.